Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Miguel De La Rosa, D-E-L-A-R-O-S-A-Hilario, H-I-L-A-R-I-O. As per the record supplied, Miguel De La Rosa Hilario was seen by Dr. Axelrod at WorkNet on 3/15/22. Period. He complained the previous day a heavy pipe fell and crushed his left thumb. Pretty went to Jefferson Emergency Room afterwards, where x-rays reported a comminuted fracture of the distal phalanx with extension to the articular surface of the interphalangeal joint, but without significant incongruity. Period. There was a 4-millimeter distraction of a small bone fragment at the tuft. Pretty received wound care and a tetanus booster and was given prophylactic Keflex. Period. He was examined, and Dr. Axelrod applied a U-shaped aluminum foam four-hole splint to further protect the thumb. Period. Wound care instructions were also given. Period. He returned on 3/21/22 and was diagnosed with a crush injury and fracture of the distal phalanx of the left thumb. Period. The wound was again gently cleansed and dressed. Period. He then underwent surgery on 3/16/22 by Dr. McBeath, MC, capital B-E-A-T-H, period. Follow-up continued, and on 4/20/22, Dr. McBeath performed a second surgery to be inserted here, period. He followed up at WorkNet through 3/28/22 and is referred for orthopedic hand specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph on 5/2/22. He was seen by Dr. McBeath. Period. He was 12 days status post. Left thumb pin removal and mass excision and irrigation and debridement. Period. He had no pain. Period. Upon exam, there was no abnormal erythema, induration, or fluctuance. Period. The dorsum of the left thumb nail bed was intact. Period. There was no friable granulation tissue, nor tenderness to palpation of the left thumb tip. Period. She recommended gradual use of his left hand as tolerated to return in 3 weeks. Period. The final diagnosis was status post crush injury to the left thumb. Comma, left thumb pain, comma, left thumb partial degloving of pulp, comma, left thumb distal phalanx fracture crush avulsion, comma, status post left thumb pin removal, comma, mass excision and debridement. Period. Findings and conclusions. Actually, scratch that for a second. On 5/23/22. She found there was no tenderness to palpation of the left thumb diffusely. Period. There was no abnormal erythema, induration, or fluctuance. Period. There was new nail, which is growing without deformity. Period. There was some stiffness with left thumb active range of motion. Period. X-ray showed healed fracture in good alignment. Period. Grip strength on the left was 70 and on the right was 100 at setting 3 on jammer hand dynamometry. Period. New paragraph findings and conclusions on 3/14/22. Miguel De La Rosa Hilario injured his left thumb at work. Period. He was seen at a hospital where x-rays found a fracture. Period. He then followed up at WorkNet on 3/15/22 when conservative care continued. Period. He eventually came into the hand specialist care of Dr. McBeath. Period. On 3/16/22, she performed surgery to be inserted here. Period at the second procedure was done on 4/20/22 to be inserted here. Pretty followed up with Dr. McBeath post-operatively and had much improved clinical exam as of 5/23/22. Period in the paragraph, this case will be rated for a diagnosis of a crush injury to the left thumb with distal phalanx fracture, crush avulsion, treated surgically. Period, he had somewhat decreased grip strength on the left and some stiffness with left thumb active range of motion upon discharge. Period, however, this was not quantified. Period, he had minimal pain upon discharge. Period. And that is the end.